Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Ruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. And today, April 8, 2024, ay naglabas ang Vatican, ang Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith, ng document entitled Dignitas Infinita. And this is about human dignity. And I tell you guys na kapag naglalabas ng ganitong document ang Vatican, ang nice kong ibigay sa inyo na tip ay try mo nating basahin, huwag muna tayong kumuha ng opinion ng mga tao dito. And even opinion ko, kung di nyo pa nababasa yung document, pause nyo muna itong podcast. Then basahin nyo, magdasal kayo pag nilayan nyo ang document. And naway, intindihin nyo sana on your own muna. Kung meron kayong hindi maunawaan talaga, tsaka kayo kumuha ng mga iba't ibang commentary about the document. Pero for now, basahin nyo muna dahil hindi man mahirap basahin yung document. Right now, aminin ko, since re-record ko ito, medyo bagong labas pa lang yung document, binasa ko lang yung sa simula, then nag-go straight ako dun sa mga topics that I'm interested in, like gender ideology, sex change. Nakabasa ako ng parts about persons with disability and some about euthanasia. So ito yung mga inuna kong basahin. And so far, ang masabi ko, orthodox ang document na ito. Bago natin ito pag-usapan, let me just comment a bit sa ilang mga napansin ko. Napansin ko na ang Vatican News, feeling ko, may theory ako na ang Vatican News is run by leftists. And I think nabanggit ko sa podcast noon, sa Fiducia Supplicans episode, na isa ang Vatican News sa sinisisi ko kung bakit ganun yung reception ng Fiducia Supplicans. And ito yung proof ko ngayon why mukhang vindicated ako sa theory ko na run by leftist ang Vatican News website. Dahil dito, sa isang paragraph na to, a further serious violation of human dignity is the marginalization of differently abled persons. Ayon daw sa paragraph 53. So, ano ang leftist dito? Gumamit sila ng politically correct term na differently abled. However, hindi ko na babasahin ito, basahin yun lang by yourselves, yung mismong document, hindi gumamit ng term na differently abled. Ang ginamit lang term, the marginalization of people with disabilities. Hindi naman lang ginamit yung term na disabled, but napakalayo dun sa leftist, politically correct term na differently abled. Aside from that, tignan naman natin ang mga post ng ating good friend na si Father James Martin. Dahil alam naman natin si Father James Martin, nung linabas yung Fiducia Supplicans, nag-post siya kagad at ito yung naging gospel truth na tingin ng mga tao na interpretation ng Fiducia Supplicans. So dito sabi niya, Dignitas Infinita, the new Vatican document on human dignity, I'm grateful that the Vatican has reiterated its official condemnation of every kind of violence against LGBTQ people, including imprisonment and execution. that cannot be repeated too often as an offense against human dignity. The LGBTQ person, like everyone else, has infinite dignity. So, ayun. Hindi ko alam kung anong ginagawa ni Father James Martin dito. Feeling ko, tinatry niyang i-steer ang headlines ng Dignitas Infinita para ito ang maging centerpiece ng headlines at ito ang i-pick up tungkol sa LGBTQ plus person. Centric na naman ang nais ma-achieve ni Father James Martin. But so far, thankfully, kapag sinearch nyo ang Dignitas Infinita, ay itong mga lumalabas na headlines. Kaya, tingnan natin isa-isa. So, mostly ito, American Magazine, what it says on gender. So, nandiyan ang gender. Hindi ko na i-click isa-isa, pero tingnan natin, Vatican document on human dignity condemns gender. I think gender theory ang tinutukoy dito. Another one, new Vatican document list grave violations. And yun nga yung laman ng Vatican document na ito. Ito pa, National Catholic Register, Vatican condemns surrogacy, gender-affirming surgery, etc., etc. And I'm happy na yun yung centerpiece ng document. Okay, so what I'd like to do in this episode is magbasa a bit about this document. Ang interesting part para sa akin, dahil ito yung madalas natin pag-usapan sa podcast, is gender theory, of course. Dahil yun yung madalas natin pag-usapan sa podcast. But let's browse the document kung ano yung mga violations on human dignity na linista ng document. So, isa dito is war. So, that's one violation. The travail of migrants. And ito, tingin ko naman si Pope Francis. Ang opinion ko kay Pope Francis is he's neither right-leaning nor left-leaning. And I think he likes to play on the dialectic ng pagbabanggaan ng both sides. And when I say dialectic, hindi ito yung sa kay Hegelian na dialectic na kung saan pinagkuhanan ni Karl Marx ang konsepto ng Communist Manifesto. So hindi yung Hegelian dialectic. I think ibang klaseng dialectic ang ginagawa ni Pope Francis, which is he's self-conscious na wag mag-fall on the extreme on either right or left ideologies. Kaya nagpipick siya lagi ng something to ponder on from the left and from the right. And ito, I think yung travail of migrants, pinag-uusapan ito sa US, yung border, and malaking conversation ito sa US. I think dito yung right medyo magiging uncomfortable. Okay, so moving on. Human trafficking, sexual abuse, violence against women, abortion. Yan. Another big thing. And mahaba ang paragraph about abortion. Surrogacy. So, itong surrogacy, madalas na nadidinig din natin ang Santo Papa na kinokondem ang surrogacy. And rightfully lang, di ba? Dahil ito yung bagong industry ngayon, which it's like prostitution eh. Dahil kumukuha ka ng babae, babayaran mo, gagamitin mo yung katawan niya para magdala ng bata. And kudos to the Pope for having the courage to condemn surrogacy. Ito bago ngayon, euthanasia and assisted suicide. And recently lang, di ba? Hindi ko alam kung nabasa niyo sa news yung 28-year-old na nagsasuffer ng depression, who wants to be euthanized next month. At nagiging big thing na rin itong MAID na tinatawag, Medical Aid in Dying. So ito yung kapalit ng physician-assisted suicide. Pinaganda lang nila, ginawa lang MAID na parabang serbisyo ito. And nagiging palasak na siya sa buong mundo ngayon, especially sa Europe. And rightfully, kinundem ito ng Santo Papa. Okay, ito yung binabanggit ko kanina. Marginalization of people with disabilities. Hindi differently abled. Okay, so ito yung interest natin, gender theory. So let's read this. This is paragraph 55. Medyo mahaba din yung kanyang discussion here. So it's paragraph 55 to 59. Sabi dito, the church wishes for, first of all, to reaffirm that every person, regardless of sexual orientation, ought to be respected in his or her dignity and treated with consideration, while every sign of unjust discrimination is to be carefully avoided, particularly any form of aggression and violence. For this reason, it should be denounced as contrary to human dignity, the fact that in some places, not a few people are imprisoned, tortured, and even deprived of the good of life solely because of their sexual orientation. At ito yung sinasabi ni Father James Martin about quote-unquote LGBTQ plus people. And buti hindi ginamit ng Vatican yung term na LGBTQ dahil hindi naman ito talaga yung official term na dapat nating itawag sa kanila, sa mga brothers and sisters natin. Okay, paragraph 56. At the same time, the church highlights the definite critical issues present in gender theory. On this point, Pope Francis reminded us that the path to peace calls for respect of human rights in accordance with the simple yet clear formulation contained in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So, 75th anniversary, we recently celebrated. And yun yung reason ko bakit rinilis tong document na to, to celebrate the 75th anniversary ng Declaration of Human Rights ng UN. These principles are self-evident and commonly accepted. Regrettably, in recent decades, attempts have been made to introduce new rights that are neither fully consistent with those originally defined nor always acceptable. They have led to instances of ideological colonization. And yan na naman, ginamit na naman ng Santo Papa ang term na ideological colonization. And ilang beses na niyang binabanggit that gender ideology is the ugliest, the most dangerous ideological colonization in the world today. So sinabi dito, they have led to instances of ideological colonization in which gender theory plays a central role. The latter is extremely dangerous since it cancels differences in its claim to make everyone equal. So dito, he put into writing na ideological colonization ang gender ideology. Okay, paragraph 57, sabi dito regarding gender theory, whose scientific coherence is the subject of considerable debate among experts, tama naman, the church recalls that human life in all its dimensions, both physical and spiritual, is a gift from God. This gift is to be accepted with gratitude and placed at the service of the good. Desiring a personal self-determination, as gender theory prescribes, apart from this fundamental truth that human life is a gift, amounts to a concession to the age-old temptation to make oneself God, entering into competition with the true God of love revealed to us in the gospel. Wow. So, yun yung sinasabi natin noon pa, na when you're identifying as the other gender aside from your biological sex, parang nagpapaka-Diyos ka, di ba? parang bumalik ka sa Garden of Eden. Kung maalala niyo yung temptation ng serpent kay Eva, sabi niya, pag kinain mo yung forbidden fruit, you will be as gods. And yan ang nangyari sa gender ideology. Parang sinasabi natin na nagkaroon ng pagkakamali ang Diyos sa isang manufacturing line, tapos reject ka dahil nailagay ka sa maling katawan, nalagay ka sa maling katawan ng Diyos, and therefore you know better than God, kaya babaguhin mo yung iyong gender identity. And tama ang Santo Papa for pointing that out. Now, paragraph 58, another prominent aspect of gender theory is that it intends to deny the greatest possible difference that exists between living beings, the sexual difference. This foundational difference is not only the greatest imaginable difference, but is also the most beautiful and most powerful of them. In the male-female couple, this difference achieves the most marvelous of reciprocities. It thus becomes the source of that miracle that never ceases to surprise us, the arrival of new human beings in the world. And tama nga naman, napakaganda ng complementarity ng lalaki at babae, because through it cooperates with God's design on bringing new human beings to the world. Okay, so lastly, in gender theory, in the gender theory section, paragraph 59, sabi dito, in this sense, respect for both one's own body and that of others is crucial in light of the proliferation of claims to new rights advanced by gender theory. So may mga bagong rights daw na ina-advance ang gender theory. This ideology envisages a society without sexual differences, thereby eliminating the anthropological basis of the family. It thus becomes unacceptable that some ideologies of this sort, which seek to respond to what are at times understandable aspirations, manage to assert themselves as absolute and unquestionable, even dictating how children should be raised. At ito yung reason kung bakit kino-call out natin yung ABS-CBN nung nag-post sila about Trans Day of Visibility. Kasi yung mga bata ang ini-encourage dito. Nagiging fad ito wherein ang mga kabataan ang biktima. And ang ilang mga leftist parents, gusto nilang erase ang mga bata, mga anak nila as the other gender, and sometimes nagiging parang virtue signal na lang para sa mga leftist parents na ito para iparade ang anak nilang nabuhay sa ibang gender. Okay, moving on, sabi dito, it needs to be emphasized that biological sex and the socio-cultural role of sex, quote-unquote, parenthesis, gender, can be distinguished but not separated. Therefore, all attempts to obscure reference to the ineliminable sexual difference between man and woman are to be rejected. We cannot separate the masculine and the feminine from God's work of creation, which is prior to all our decisions and experiences, and where biological elements exist which are impossible to ignore. Only by acknowledging and accepting the difference in reciprocity can each person fully discover themselves, their dignity, and their identity. Okay, so let's have a brief moment para pumalakpak. Salamat, Pope, for this paragraphs sa document. Kasunod ng gender theory is the paragraph on sex change. And let me read this. Isang mahabang paragraph ito. And magka-ugnay din naman kasi ang gender theory, because the logical conclusion kapag nag-identify ka as the other gender is to change your sex. So, paragraph 60, sabi dito, the dignity of the body cannot be considered inferior to that of the person as such. The CCC expressly invites us to recognize the human body shares in the dignity of the image of God. Such a truth deserves to be remembered, especially when it comes to sex change, for humans are inseparably composed of both body and soul. Very Catholic. It turns out na ang Pope pala natin is Catholic dahil alam niya itong katotohanan na to that we are a composite of body and soul. Okay, moving on. In this, the body serves as the living context in which the interiority of the soul unfolds and manifests itself, and it does also through the network of human relationships, constituting the person's being, the soul and the body, both participate in the dignity that characterizes every human. Moreover, the body participates in the dignity as it is endowed with personal meanings, particularly in its sex condition. It is in the body that each person recognizes himself or herself as generated by others. And it is through their bodies that men and women can establish a loving relationship capable of generating other persons, teaching about the need to respect the natural order of human person. Pope Francis affirmed that creation is prior to us and must be received as a gift. At the same time, we are called to protect our humanity, and this means, in the first place, accepting it and respecting it as it was created. Wow. Okay, konti na lang. It follows that any sex change intervention, as a rule, risk threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. This is not to exclude the possibility that a person with genital abnormalities that are already evident at birth or that develop later may choose to receive the assistance of healthcare professionals to resolve these abnormalities. However, in this case, such a medical procedure would not constitute a sex change in the sense intended here. And tama nga naman, yung mga tinatawag nilang intersex, ang katotohanan niyan is they only have ambiguous genitalia. Hindi sila yung klase ng tao na may dalawang, na pinanganak na may dalawang sex. Hindi sila hermaphrodite. Sa animal kingdom lang nangyari yon. Yung mga intersex, they have ambiguous genitalia. And ang worst case is yung merong kuntil type na, kunwari may vagina siya and merong nag-grow na penis pero not functional for some abnormal reason. Maaring yung tinatawag na mosaic siya or chimera. So ito yung mga extreme cases, which is very rare. Okay, so anong masasabi natin dito sa document na rinilis ng Vatican? I'll continue to read it, but so far what I read is very satisfying. I find it orthodox. It turns out nga that the Pope is Catholic. Biruin nyo nga yun, di ba? Parang all this time, akala natin Protestante ang Santo Papa or even apostate. Pero it turns out he's Catholic. Okay, so what are your thoughts? Patawarin nyo ako, medyo late ko na rin record tong episode na ito ng podcast. And just give me your thoughts, guys. I'd be happy to hear from you. All right. This has been another episode of the Jeruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Jeruga of the Jeruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.